This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Father of light. We thank you. For what you give is good gift. And what you give is perfect gift. For every good gift and perfect gift cometh from above. Cometh from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. We thank you for your set this day to give unto us that which is good and that which is perfect. We thank you. We thank you, our Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. And I am helped. We receive your help this day in the name of Jesus. Every soul here, we receive help in the name of Jesus. Said, therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is our strength and is the saving strength of his anointed. We thank you for this you will perform. Even your saving strength will be in manifestation in our midst this day. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Shabalabanina, Obebanota, Senondi Otaminota, Tamunati, Tamunata, Tauti tu Vedere Tede, Eteronti Entaria Tanata, Enta, Satinanta, Eminanta, Enta, Mihata, Itamanahata, Sepitanata, Ati. Ati, ata, ata, menta, enta, 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 art zone, zones of my heart, zones of my heart, elenianto zone my heart. Zinonda leonta ziolumananda henta edina hanta sihenta 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 sinta enta enta this zone enta brought you in yeah this place in my heart. This place in my heart. Enter. Enter. A calling to enter. A calling to enter. Heart calling. Is my heart calling. Is my heart calling. Is my heart calling. Prepared. 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 prepared for you. Prepared for that which I've prepared for you. Yeah, preparations. Yeah, I bring preparations, even for to enter. This particular part of my heart, this particular zone in my heart, yeah, it's for you to enter. So I bring preparations, art preparations. Yeah, prepare you for that which I have prepared for you. Enter, for entrance is your lot. Entrance is your lot in me, said the Spirit of God.
God servant, our daddy in the house have been laboring in the past, few weeks concerning the whole duty of man. And the whole duty of man, he established that the whole duty of man is actually to become sons of God. You know, it is possible to run the rat race, not ending up becoming a son of God. And if you check the book of Ecclesiastes from chapter 1, even to the very last chapter, you will see that which is under the sun. They call it vanity upon what? Vanity. He said all is vanity. And Jesus summarized the whole Ecclesiastes in the book of Luke. He said, what will it profit a man? To what? To gain this whole world. Because when he tried foolishness, he tried folly, he even tried wisdom, he tried all manner of things. But Jesus summed it up. He said, what will it profit a man? To what? To gain this whole world and lose his soul. You know, when they say gain this whole world, most times what comes to our mind is just money. No, it's not money. This world is not money. Money is just one of the things that runs this world. What really runs this world is the wisdom of the adversary. And that is why you see that what is most important to Satan is to give birth to you also. What is most important to Satan is to do what? Is to give birth. Because the strength of every spirit is in its manifestation. In persons. So this is how they count who is winning and who is losing. The way spirit count it. You know, evil spirit, they also have their names. And they teach men to manifest certain things. All the works of the flesh are the manifestation of the works of the devils. For instance, in Nigeria, one strong thing that Nigeria have been able to successfully be identified with is corruption. And with his brother, bribery. Bribery and corruption. They are the twins of Satan that have been able to manifest so well in this nation, Nigeria. So when you see the evil spirit of bribery and corruption in Nigeria, is a boss, is a god. Why? Because it has been able to successfully also give birth to souls. So it's as if you don't fall into those two categories, you can't really do much in this nation. And you know, if I mention another country, the first thing that comes to your mind is God of football. If I mention another country, the first thing that will come to your mind is sophistication, finesse. But what we are considering today by the message of God from the labor of God's servant is that God wants to give birth to sons. And that is the essence of the ministry, the present day ministry of our Lord Jesus, is to give birth to many sons, to raise many sons, to bring many sons unto what? Unto glory. Let's see the journey of man. John chapter 8, verse 44. It says, ye are of your what? Father, the devil. So the devil also is a father. And you are referred to as a father because you have the right of progenitor. Because you can procreate, you can give birth, or you can replicate yourself. So when you are being referred to as a father, it means you can replicate yourself. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it became clear that God stepped into creation to become a father. He had created other sons. But what was in the mind of God is not just to create sons. God is looking for sons he can give birth to. God wants to born. What is really in the mind of God is not just to create. He created some sons. We have created sons in their stratas. They woke up and they began to sing. But what is really in the mind of God? But the created sons could not really show the full essence of God. They could not really show and display who God is. Because God, the Trinity, they want to know how they look like. And it was that labor of love that brought them into creation. Because God wants to see himself. And the best way God can see himself is by giving birth. But you see, you can't give birth to what you have not created. So God had to step into creation first. And we saw some manifestation of certain sons of creation called angels. Some angels are referred to as sons of the morning. So they are sons of God, but they are created sons of God. So in God saw them and said, no, this is not the best version that we desire. Because the best type of son that can really display the full essence, the full being, typify the full life of God must be born. Then he said in Genesis 1:26, said, and God said, come, let us what? Make man. You know, you would have thought that it was just one of them that was speaking. The Trinity are referred to as what? As God. They've done many things. But at the same time, and God said, that is God the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost said at the same time, let us. Can three brothers run out? Say, this is God the Father. Say, this is God the Son. Say, this is God the Holy Spirit. I want you to say it together, that let us make man. Want to go? God said, let us make man. That is, the three of them came into a reality. They have an understanding. What we have created so far is not the best version of what we want or what we desire. Let us make man. Now, this man that we want to make, say, let us make man. So the making of man is a journey. The sons that God created are sons of creation. But the kind of man God wants to born must be made. So making man is the combination of creation and to born him. So say, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So the image of God and the likeness of God, you can never achieve it by just creation. The image and the likeness of God can only come to play by being born. But we saw God cannot burn what he has not created. Say, it's a journey. God said, let us make man in our image and what? After our likeness. Then verse 27, please.
So God created man in his own image.
In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So God created male and female. But we saw in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. But is the image of God a living soul? Is the likeness of God a living soul? But he said God created. So you will see that there is a difference between Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and what happened in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. And there is more difference to what happened in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. Why? Because Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 spoke about what? Let us make man. And the making of man, I said, is from creation to burning. So, after that work, God said something in Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 and 17. It says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. Because this man must be made. So there is no way you can be made without commandment. How they make sons is by commandment. So God had to command him that out of the every tree of the garden, you can freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely what?
Yeah.
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. See, and God created man in his own image. What is the image of God? Let's read the book of John chapter 4 verse 24. Because there is who God is. There is what God is. One in a certain place in the book of Psalms said, what is man? He didn't say who is man. So the image and the likeness of God is talking about what God is. Talking about the image of God. What of a man is in its constituent. So what is God? Because without understanding the what of God, you will understand what his image is. So the word of God, there was nobody that had been able to hack into it. The best that men of old like Job could call him almighty. The best that could come to their mind to resolve this mystery called God is almighty. But Jesus was able to capture the word of God. And what did he call God?
God is a spirit.
Establish. Say God is a spirit. Say, what is God?
What is God?
Then answer that question.
God is a spirit.
That is the word of God. So when he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, I said, God cannot born without creating. The first thing that must happen is creation before you can be born. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. So God created man in his what? So what is the image of God? Spirit. So what was created here was spirit. He said in the image of God. Created what? In him. But he didn't stop there. He also created soul. God has a soul. So he created spirit first. Then he created soul. In that same Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. What is the soul? Male and female created Eden. So the soul of God is male and female. But the spirit of God created him. Then God knew that for this spirit and soul to have a manifest presence on earth, because the earth is the place of planting, he needs a body, because there are terrestrial bodies. The bodies of angels are celestial, but the body of man must be terrestrial. Because the creation of animals also, he said he created what? Fishes. He also created some bodies that are sub-terrestrial. That is bodies under the earth. It's called sub-terrestrial. That is before the earth. So God gave body in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 to the spirit and the soul he created in Genesis 1:27. He formed. That is why you must always tell yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Only if you know the creativity that took God to form you. That your head is not in your stomach. And your stomach is on your feet. You see? God is too creative. That is why nobody is ugly. It's how you see it. Nobody is ugly. It is inferiority complex to go and do BBL. It means you are unlearned. So God gave body to the spirit and the soul. So the commandment of God to Adam, you know, in that Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 and 17. He said, in the day that you eat, you will surely what? Die. Do you know what it means to surely die? It means the eye of the Lord cannot behold iniquity. So that image of spirit that you have cannot dwell with sin. So you will kill it. It means it will depart from you. But God in his wisdom knows the strength of male and female created he them. God knows the strength of the soul. That the soul does not die instantaneously. The soul only dies by learning death. So I'm practicing it. Doing it. Then what happened? God said, and the Lord God commanded, is God said. Then what happened? Another being came in Genesis chapter 3 and also said, Genesis 3:3. Say, and the serpent said unto the woman, yea, shall not surely die. So the serpent started from where God stopped. He said, you will not surely what? That is a lie. Because their father, the devil, also what? Is a liar. But that's why the scripture recorded it, that Eve was beguiled. Beguiled means you are too simple. One thing, Jay. It means deceive. And Adam was not deceived. Can you see? 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14. But the woman being what? Being deceived. How can they deceive you? They have to lie. That is turn things upside down for you. And you believe it's still upright. We are on a journey. So, we saw that the spirit died. And the best that man could relate with God was with their souls. And God tried. Hebrews chapter 1. God what 100 times and in what diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers. By who? By the prophets. So God spake to the fathers by the prophets. Why? Because what killed man was a saying. What killed man was what? Was a saying. And Satan said, so what will also raise man is what?
Saying.
Now, man has died in his spirit. But some men, by the reason of possessing their soul, they were able to possess their soul, that they were still able to relate with God in measures. And we saw the fathers and the prophets. They lived in like manner until a man appeared, a voice in the wilderness, declaring the what? The way of the Lord. What is the way of the Lord? The way that God declared in Genesis 1:26, let us make man. That project suffered, you know, a retrogression. But God raised a man called John the Baptist. And he began to say again, prepare ye the what? The way of the Lord. What way? The way to make man. Because there is a way man must be made. They said at in this last day, spoken unto us by who? By his son. Then who is this son? So Jesus was raised by the voice of God. Jesus attained Jesus of Nazareth. Acts of Apostles chapter 10 verse 30. He said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He's an estate. With Holy Ghost and with power. But we also have Jesus that grew up and became Jesus the Christ. He said this same Jesus, Acts of Apostles, at God made both Lord and Christ. So Jesus of Nazareth is like saying that Aremu of Ondo was made Lord and Christ. Did you get that? So Jesus of Nazareth was raised to become Lord and Christ. So the making of Jesus as Christ. In the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, he said, Peter said, after Jesus asked them, who do men say that I am? Said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who is Christ? You know, Christ is not born of God. Christ is the first creature, or rather, a new creature. Say, Christ,
Christ
is the new creature of God. That is why Adam was a creation and the beginning of a creation. But God ended that creation with the emergence of a new creation. Because the whole creation operated with a kind of covenant and testament that could not make the commerce perfect. God tried to raise a priest. A priest is a son. God could not raise a son that he could call his own through that old creation. So he said, before I can give birth, there must be a new creation. So who is Christ? The new creation of God. Let's confirm by scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. So Christ is not born yet of God. He's just the new creation of God. Because I said before God can born, he has to create. You must firstly be created before you can be born. So God, in giving birth, must first create. And the first creation is Christ. That is the new creation of God. Want to go church? 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if what? Any man being Christ is what? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Say your whole spirit,
your whole soul,
and what? Be what? Unto what? Say our Lord Jesus Christ. So, because your spirit is a man, called the inner man. Your soul is a man called the inward man. Your body is what is outward man. It's a man. So if any man, say if any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. So the essence of new birth is to experience new creation. So they call you a believer because now you want to attend to the will of the Lord so that you can be born. So the essence of new birth is to experience new creation. So what experience new creation at new birth is your spirit. Your soul is the old man. Because in Ephesians chapter 4, he now told us to put off the old man and to put on the new man. Your spirit does not put on and off. Your soul is the one that must learn how to put off the old man so that he can put on the new man. Because that man too, called the inward man, your soul, must be in Christ. So as a believer, your spirit is in Christ, but your soul is not yet in Christ. So you need to learn Christ. In the book of Galatians, Apostle Paul said, my little children, in whom I travel again in birth, until whom Christ be formed in you. So when Christ is formed in the soul, then that soul is in Christ. Then he said that soul too has become what? A new man. Now, man is over three, right? So new birth only make you to have what? 1/3 in Christ. So you have to learn the curriculum of Christ so that it can become what? 2/3. Then when it has become 2/3, see the way in balance. What will happen to the body eventually? Then it will be found with you what is called dead works. Because you have put off the old man. Because what teaches the body how to sin is the soul. But that is not the end of the work. You have just become a new creation. So a new creation really cannot be calibrated as the birth of God. But it is powerful. But they still call it new birth. New birth means new creation of your spirit. But Christ must be formed in you for your soul to be in Christ. So when your soul is in Christ, they call it what? If any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. Then after Christ has been formed in you, then God can now start talking to you about what? Giving birth to you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They then say, thou art the Christ of the living God. Thou art the Christ. Say, thou art the Christ. Christ is the new creation of God. So after you have been created, then you can now experience what? To be born. Now, how do they born? How does God give birth? Look at Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1. He said, thou art loved righteousness and hated what? Say iniquity or wickedness. Therefore, the Lord thy God, because it will take a new creation to be able to overcome the things in the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. It will take a new creation man to be able to wrestle against the things that are in the world. So, a Christ man will have capacity to wrestle against principalities and powers. Because the created sonship in their different stratas, talking about the angelic realm, for those that fell, you know, before the fall, the angelic strata, when you are ascending from the earth, we have the first heaven. The first heaven is calibrated into four different stratas. We have principalities, we have powers, we have what? Might or thrones and dominion. In the book of Colossians, you can also see it in the book of Ephesians. Then the second heaven, we have the seraphims. We can confirm that with Isaiah chapter 6. Then we have the cherubims of glory, which we can also confirm in the book of Psalm 103, verse 19 downward. So after the fall, what happened? Principalities and powers, they still retain. But he actually set and also upgraded them. Then he turned might or thrones and dominion. He turned them into the rulers of the darkness of this world. So he now made the seraphims that fell with him. He made them what? Spiritual wickedness
in what? So he also upgraded them. So the spiritual wickedness, they are not on the same strata too. He also arranged them based on the arrangement within him. Because all the stratas of angels are actually in him. Every cherub carry all the stratas of angel. So Christ has the power to now wrestle with the things that are in the world. But you see, that is why that Christ, that new creature, if care is not taken, can still be killed by higher powers. That is why you must continue. Expressing new creature is not enough. You must be born. Then John chapter 3. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Verse 2. It says, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. Say, come from God. So where did Jesus come from? From the bosom of God, of the Father. He said, for no man can do these miracles that thou wouldst do it, except God be with him. Say, God be with him. And I would like to say this, that you see, say Christianity, say Christianity is not a religion. Every religion, say every religion, believe that there is a supreme being, but they don't know him. No religion ever accept that their supreme being can bond them. No religion ever believes that their supreme being can what? Can give birth to them. Which pull out Christianity out of the curriculum of religion. So Christianity is not Christian religion. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is the process of God giving birth to man. So Christianity is in its own league of reality. You can never join. That's why we are not serving the same God. It's foolishness for a brother or a sister. I said with all reference in my heart to say, can't I marry someone from another religion? You want to have devil as your father-in-law. Because you are of your father, the devil. He's not an option. He's a nice guy, but he's an old man. He is caring, but he cared for the things of his father, the devil. He loves to give, he will give you death. And he also behaves like a Christian. Is actually a wolf in a sheep clothing. It's not an option. So you must know that in giving birth, you must have a ten new creation. Because God can only give birth to what has been created in this context of man. So meaning, what can be given birth to is Christ. Is Christ that can enter into the gestation period of God. So the seed of God, the seed of being born of God is Christ. That is why they refer to Jesus as the seed of Abraham. They refer to Jesus as what? As the seed of David. Because what must be sown must be Christ. So that what will emerge will be a son of God. That is how you can be created. That is how you can experience what? New creation in your soul. So that you can be born of God. So Christ is the seed of God. Do you eat your seed? Do you eat your seed? What do you do to your seed? That is why Christ, that new creation, is now put into the gestation period to experience what is called the trimester, the three trimester of birthing. You know, it is God's wisdom to make man with a womb, call a woman. A woman is what? A man with a womb. So the semen of God is Christ. He has to plant that Christ. Then that Christ must what? Must grow. Say must grow. Now, What you feed Christ with is what Jesus, by the reason of his raising, has obtained. Because there is what you must feed Christ with. If you feed Christ with the law, you will kill it. What you must feed Christ with is in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Want to go, church? Spoken unto us by who? By his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Say, he made the world. What kind of world? Say, he made the world. It means it's not this present world, though. It's not the former world. The words he made are actually the words to come. And those words are the words of sons. Because we have many cadres of sons in the world to come. Then this particular word, he said that in this last day, spoken unto us, says spoken unto us. So what is the son speaking? Because it takes a son to raise a son. A son, the first son of the father, is called father. So the reason why after, in the book of Romans chapter 8, after he sent the spirit of the son into our heart, the response is Abba, Father. It means father, father. Because the first son of the father is a father. Is a father to the remaining sons. So when we call Jesus our father, it's with an understanding that is what is actually our father. And why we can refer to God as our father is because actually he's our father. Why? Because he has given birth to our father. So what are the materiality, the materials, the substances that raised Jesus? Say righteousness. So when you see Jesus, it's a building of righteousness. He said, thou art loved righteousness. What kind of righteousness? It's not the righteousness of the philosophy of men. Neither the rudiment of this world that evil spirit teaches. But it is the righteousness of God. Say righteousness of God. Now, the righteousness of God were made manifest to Jesus by the Holy Ghost. So, the spirit of adoption is the spirit that can make sense. The Holy Ghost sat on Jesus and raised Jesus as the first son. He now became the prototype son. That whosoever that will be born of God must be raised after this manner. So the scripture says in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are called what? Sons of God. So, the program in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 is just being realized after Jesus was raised as a son. So God is in his sight. He's in his building site walking. Say, my father walketh it at all. And what? And I walk. What work are they doing? Is it to produce chewing gum and sweet? Is that way of making sons? So we'll now see that after the prototype son was raised, they now handed over the ministry of raising others to Jesus. So the present day ministry of Jesus, oh my God, is not to bless your butter and bread. That is not the major work. He has done that and can benefit from what he has done. But what Jesus is doing now, the major investment of Jesus now is what? He has a mandate. Say, a mandate. The raising of sons, the hope of sons is eternal life. And what Jesus is using to raise sons can be found in Hebrews chapter 2. Let's start from verse 1. Hebrews 2, 1. Hallelujah. Pause there. Then verse 3 and 4.
How shall we escape
the word of so great salvation was Jesus. It's Jesus. So, if you read the word of Isaiah, the word of Ezra, you need something extra. And that is Jesus. That is Jesus. That is why, by no other means can a man be what? Be saved except through the what? This word of so great salvation. That is the word that the present day ministry of Jesus holds. And is using to raise many sons unto glory. Because it is this word of so great salvation that raised Jesus and made him so much better. Hebrews 1. So much better than the angels. Than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more what? Excellent name. Than what? At this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Say a son.
A son.
A son.
A son.
What type of son? Let's read further. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, is yet, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels is yet, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. In verse 3, he said, is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. He said, come, let us make man in our image. What is the image of God? God is a spirit. Are you jamming scriptures together? So Jesus became so much better than angels that God made spirit. So the first being, the first man that was able to attain the image of God, according to Genesis 1:26, is the man Christ Jesus. He was raised as a son that became the express image of his person. That is, for the first time, angels can also see God. Oh, you can be in heaven and not see God. Hallelujah. But the first being that was able to explain who God is. Say who God is. Now we know what God is. Say what God is. But say who God is. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. 1, 2, 3, go. Who is God? Who is God? Then read verse 9. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. See, everyone that loveth is what? That is why Christ, as a new creature, has a commandment he must keep. What is that commandment? That commandment is a lowered love commandment, which is called charity. But that charity is high. That is the commandment given to a new creature, so that he can be born. So when they say God is love, say God is love.
God is love.
It means the calling of sons is to come and love as God loves. Because every son must be given commandment. How you live is by commandment. The life of son is commandment. Without commandment, you are not living. Jesus said, as the Father had commanded me. So he also was what? Was commanded by the Father. Because the emblem of your sonship is that you are under authority. You are looking for one high thing. Holy Ghost can't drive you into the wilderness if you are not being led. They can't drive you if you are not being led. They are leading you. You know, when they are leading you, you can decide. I lay before you today life and death. But choose what? If they are leading you, you can say, no, I'm not going there. And we do it. The reason why you keep malice for 2 days, in fact, 1 hour, is because Holy Ghost is leading you out of it. You are saying, no, I have my reasons to remain in malice. How will they now drive you? It will take someone who has been subjected to what? Leadings that can be driven. So, what Jesus is using to raise sons in this time is what? The word of so great salvation. It is that word that can make you to become higher than angels. Because Jesus was raised with same word. So the word of so great salvation is actually talking about the full curriculum of God. So when, you know, Peter answered in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the what? Of the living God. At that particular point, Jesus was already born of the living God. And the living God is the beginning of everlasting life. So meaning, in the words to come, say words to come, there will be sons of the living God. They will be in their world. Hallelujah. Say they will be in their world. There will also be abiding sons. Say there will be living sons. There will be abiding sons. And they are sons of truth, but they will be in their various worlds. Every man in his order. Christ, the first fruit. Then there will be sons. So we have living sons. Say we have living sons. Then we also have what? Abiding sons. Those are the sons of truth. Then we have sons of the true God. Hallelujah. Say true sons. Which the beginning is true Father. John 17. True Father is also true God. Then there will be sons that will attend the only true God. Everybody will be in their various world. And in your world, there will be others. Because there will be those that will attend 30-fold. In that same living son, there will be those that will attend 30-fold of living son, 60-fold of living son, and 100-fold of living son. Those that will attend 100-fold of living son, they will be the kings of that world. Then there will be another son of an higher strata, called the abiding sons. He said the word of God, which liveth, and what? Abideth. So there will be abiding sons in their own order, in 30-fold, in 60-fold, and in what? I said the general population will be 0 to 30. Hallelujah. But those that attain 30, they will be captains. But the administrator will be those that have 60s. Those 100, they are the kings or rulers. So every man in his own order. Then we have sons that will attend the true God. Say the true God. Because in them is true. They use truth curriculum that they became true. To be true is to have perfect light. That is when you check them. They are as perfect as their Father in heaven. Be ye perfect as your what? Father. So you see that they are a kind of son that have attained perfection. Perfection of truth is true. And there will be those that what? They will attain the light of the only true God. Say the only true God. In fact, that is the company that the lamp can marry as wife. They are sons that have attained the only trueness of God. That when you check the lamp and you check them, they are what? Compatible. And you will see the lamp's wife will bring her glory. Say, will bring her glory. Because she will be able, she has the what? The strength. It's actually a company of souls that have attained the only trueness of God. That the lamp, that God and the Lamb are the light thereof, of that city. They can trap directly from the what? From the Lamb and God. And she will journey and give light to all those other worlds. And that light will cascade down to those that they were only able to end in the new creation. But blessed is the man that will even attain new creation. Because there will still be some people that will still be part of the old creation, but they will manage. Hello, they are tongue talking. They have new tongue, but they are not new creation yet. Because you can express baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues. That thing is to head your creation. It's not the end of the journey. So new birth is the beginning of the journey. And that's why Jesus did not start with new birth, because the problem of Nicodemus was not new birth. The problem of Nicodemus was to be born again. And that's why Jesus said, except you are born again, you cannot what? See. It takes Christ to see. So you must be born to become Christ so that you can see the kingdom. Then you must be born of water and spirit for entrance, which is everlasting life curriculum. And this is the present day of the ministry of Jesus to raise son. There is a burden in the heart of Jesus. There is a burden in the heart of the Father given to Jesus, resting upon Jesus, is to raise many sons. Unto what? Unto glory. And that is why the captain, you know, one good thing that I want to assure you of this afternoon is that the captain of our salvation is perfect. He can bring us into perfection. It can bring us into all that God has prepared for us. And that is the essence of the ministry of revelation. So how can I attain this perfection? I have a good news this afternoon. It's only by revelation. Because it is hidden. It's a secret. Say it's a secret. You can be like Methuselah that lived for 969 but yet did not have access to this secret. That you live long on earth does not mean you have everlasting life. A man lived for 33.5 years and he had everlasting life. So it's not just by longevity in the body. It's about the quality of life you are able to trap in the days of your flesh. And how can you trap this life without the ministry of revelation? So the ministry of revelation cannot be separated from the present day ministry of our Lord Jesus in raising sons. Without revelation, sons cannot be raised. What can raise you is sayings. What can raise you are teachings. Because we're taught to die. So we also have to be taught to be a new creation. We have to be taught to be born of God. Then 1 John chapter 5. He said, whosoever that is born of God, what? Cannot sin. So the answer to all your problems is to be born. What you are struggling with may look so powerful. The evil nature that you are dealing with, the presence of another father called the devil that you are fighting with in your soul, is just for you to be born. If only we can be born again, I can tell you, glory awaits us. He said, you know, in the book of 1 John, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he what? He's born. So answer to sin is to be born of God. Let's read in conclusion. That same 1 John 3, give me verse 3. So ever have this hope in himself, purify it himself even as he's poor, is pure. He said, and every man, let's read it together, church, want to go? And every man that hath this hope in himself, purify it what? Himself, even as he's pure. What is your desire this afternoon? If only I can be born again. And that is why you can't be tired of meetings. Because we have to keep coming to meetings until we meet him. And when we meet him, we will look like him. And whosoever have this hope, that I'm coming for meetings, coming for Sunday service, listen to SOBT, coming for our discipleship, you know, meetings, coming for these different meetings, the ministry of revelation, opening up, then something has happened to me. That is how I can be born. I have to keep coming for meeting. Until what? Until I meet with him. Can we just respond to the Lord? That the Lord will strengthen you. You'll not be tired. That you'll respond better to this ministry of the Lord Jesus, even in raising sons unto glory. That will not be tired. I will not be the one that will abort this journey. I receive grace this afternoon. I receive mercy to be born again. I want to be born again because there is the spirit of the Son that is crying in me, Abba Father. The cry of our Father is to come and give birth to me. Come and burn me. Come and give birth to me. He's a cry. He's a cry. He's a cry. We cry, Abba Father. Abba Father. For this purpose, he has sent the spirit of his son into our heart, whereby we may cry, come and burn me. Come and give birth to me. Abba Father. Manto poro koriya shishi barashta. Angelia Toboloko Villa Prastebia Hata. Angelia Tobolokalia Sevele Perietelihatos. Imran Tobologadesh. That's why those thoughts are coming to you to weary your hand, to weaken you, even to make your feet to become feeble. Oh, mania susi barashta. Satan is afraid not of plenty things, not of many things, but your sonship. That is the only threat to Satan and his existence. I want to be born. I want to be born. I want to be born. His strength over me is sin. But whosoever that is born of God sinneth not, for he cannot sin. I want to be free. I want to come into the true liberty. I want to come into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Sons of God have something able to enjoy. It's called glorious liberty. I want to be free. I want to be free. I want to be free. My cry, come and burn me. Come and burn me. He said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Because there is a day of burning sons. In Hebrews chapter 8, he said, even today, there are days of burning. That today will be a day that will respond even to my own burning. Come and burn me. Come and burn me. Mary Atusiata.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akin Osinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.